All right, good morning. It's the Wib Wake Up Show for a Monday, right at 5:45, so well-timed here, yes. And time for first thoughts this morning, and a reminder that on a Monday, we'd love to hear what was your the highlight of your weekend. What was the highlight of your weekend? Had some great weather. Caleb and I will share our highlights after 7:15. 715-396-1670. What was the highlight of your weekend? We'd love it in your own voice, but if you want to text, that's fine, too. In the meantime, another first thought. Well, the first thought for me this morning. So got on the scale, didn't like the number, so was going to go oatmeal rather than egg and spicy beef and bean burrito to go with the sugar-free mocha. But we've had some can opener issues. You get a can opener, it's working fine, then all of a sudden it has a couple of places on the can that's not opening very well. And that was the case. Was opting for pears rather than peaches. Prefer peaches with the oatmeal, but anyhow, we had a lot of cans of pears. And there were two spots in the can that just didn't get free. And so I knew it was dangerous. I'm like, I'm just going to get in here. But I want to be careful. I don't want to cut myself, which I ended up doing. So anyhow, yeah. Running it underwater for a while. My wife wakes up. She's just like, put pressure on it. So, bandage on the thumb today. So, and then it's like, I don't even want the pears. Just go back in the fridge. Today in history. Yeah, and I think I need one of those TB shots. Like, need a booster on that whole thing. Okay, today in history, 1909, construction of the Panama Canal began. Also, in 1992, Hurricane Andrew with 165-mile-an-hour winds smashed into South Florida, causing a record billions of dollars in damage and numerous deaths. President Bush declaring Southern Florida a federal disaster area. Now, you know which President Bush that was? That was Bush 43, right? Or George Herbert Walker Bush is the Bush that was. So, yeah, okay, and then... Because what? Trump is 45 and 47 as far as presidents, right? So. All right, finally, on this day in 1979, The Facts of Life made its debut on NBC. Remember that TV show theme? Remember how that went?
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow.
Yeah, The Facts of Life had Charlotte Ray in it. The TV she was from Shorewood in suburban Milwaukee. Redhead. The TV comedy lasted 10 seasons, making it one of the longest-running sitcoms of the 80s. Lisa Welch, one of that actresses, she's been a guest on Focus and the Family multiple times, wrote a book we read for parents of younger kids called Creative Correction. All right. Finally, we've got August 24th, a Monday. Week left in August catch-in match. And... Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. John 14:27. Well, today titled it, It Always Looks Like Evil is Going to Win Right Up Until It Doesn't. That's a great title from Bob. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Bob Goff says, when I was a boy, comic books came onto the scene and started to get big. Characters like Spider-Man, Batman, and Wonder Woman lived in a world where evil popped up just in time for another episode. No matter which sinister villain seemed to be giving evil an edge, the hero was always more powerful than the obstacles in front of them. Evil has a way of looking like it's going to win right up until it doesn't. While these comics were fantastical, every enduring story reminds us of a truth. Even when it seems like hope has lost the lead, redemption is where the story is headed. Just before Jesus went away for a while, he told us that we would face trouble in this world. He said that there would be times we'd want to give up and seek comfort somewhere else. But, Bob Goff says, Jesus also told us that he'd be with us and not even death could separate us from him. He's living proof that the God of the universe is more powerful than any of the obstacles we face. The obstacles look different for each of us, but we live in a world where fear shows up unannounced and tries to steal our hope. Those are the times we have to remember the power accessible to us. Are you in a difficult time? Love will show you the way through it. Do you feel like you're up against seemingly unbeatable forces? Remember, love will win in the end. Our hope isn't in our ability to overcome, but in God's ability to redeem it. Don't let the circumstances you're facing do all the talking. Listen to the God who already won it all with his love. Today's closing question, as you listen to God speak into your difficult time, what do you hear him saying? To be eligible, you get us a celebration at wib.com/celebrations. Wib.com/celebrations. Joe Melcher did it. He went there to tell us because Coleman Melcher's got a birthday today, August 24th. Joe says that Coleman is an active young man at church and volunteers at CHYC in Holcomb. Okay. And see some other things tomorrow and end of the week as well. So, yeah, birthdays, anniversaries, whatever you're celebrating. Via Facebook, happy birthday to a lot of great folks with birthdays today. Melissa Walczak from the Red House of Hope says does so much. Melissa, happy birthday. Thanks for all you do. Emily Jo Sutherland, the daughter of our Linda Veeley on our nonprofit board, and Linda working with Hope Gospel Mission. And so, Emily, a great sister in the Lord, happy birthday to her. Janelle Coddington, she's done some color on basketball with us for boys and girls hoops on WOGO Sports. Knows her basketball. Was on that women's Final Four team back in the early 21st century here. And one of the better college basketball players I've seen in the Chippewa Valley, for sure. Played back on the team with Christy Channing, right? Also, Mackenzie Deffenbaugh. Now, see, a lot of great folks with birthdays today. Mackenzie is quite the reader, and she'll share on Facebook how many books she's read, and she reads a lot. Happy birthday to you, and she's a good runner too. Avid runner. Scott Jensen, former, I want to say majority leader in the legislature, 66 today. Jim Farman, happy birthday to Jim. A noteworthy birthday today. Jennifer Hatley, the pastor of the ELCA Church in Black River Falls, turning double fours. Dayton Neal over in Minnesota, hitting 28. And Valerie Wade with a birthday today as well. Special events today. It is, I can't believe it, it's can opener day. What do you know? I celebrated by having problems with the can opener, and then when it didn't accomplish what I was hoping it would, cut my thumb on a can of pears, which I would have opted for peaches and anyhow. It just was a crazy start to a Monday morning. Oh, yes. It's also International Day Against Intolerance, Discrimination, and Violence Based on Musical Preferences, Lifestyle, and Dress Code Day. Wow, that's a mouthful. It's International Strange Music Day. It is Knife Day. Peach Pie has its own day, as do waffles. It is Pluto Demoted Day. Yeah, remember the day when Pluto got demoted from being a planet? That was just a tough day for all of us. It's Shooting Star Day, and it is Weather Complaint Day.
This is a normal-sized church. Some churches are getting way too big. A lot of mega churches. I was in Alabama at this mega church. It's too big. The sanctuary was just creepy. Looked like the Death Star or something like that. It's just, ugh. It's like, what's your pastor like here? Like,
turn to the Gospel of Luke.
Like, why are we always in Luke? This is ridiculous. Every week. I'll never forget this church. It was so big. The parking lot was huge. It was mammoth. You know at Disney, how they have the different characters to remind you where you park your car? This church, this parking lot is so big. It was a church, so they had Fruits of the Spirit. Did you hear what I just said? Fruits of the Spirit to remind you where you parked. It's just so stupid. Wouldn't you love to be there on Sunday mornings, just watch the hypocrisy? People walking out of church service, where'd you park the car?
I think I parked in gentleness.
I told you, self-control! And patience was right by the building. It should have been across the street. Makes sense. Like, what's on the other side of the building? The seven deadly sins or something? Where'd you park?
Sloth.
Where'd you park? Envy. I wanted to park in gluttony, but all those guys are taking up two spots. This is ridiculous.
Mine was taking advantage of the nice weather and enjoying some time with family at parks. One at O'Galley and a lot of the folks doing some jet skiing. Michael kind of stood out in terms of how impressive and fast he went on the jet ski. And then also enjoying Sherman Creek Park yesterday. beautiful park and just kind of discovered it on the west side of Eau Claire.
Well, there you go. Again, we'd love to hear from you. What was the highlight of your weekend? Short, sweet, simple, totally fine. 715-396-1670. We love hearing, again, texts are fine, but we love hearing it in your own voice. Again, can keep it short, can keep it sweet, but we love hearing from you. 396-1670. Probably my highlight of the weekend was actually mostly yesterday, some on Saturday, but my phone is almost out of space, and I do not want to pay for cloud storage. And so it's like, what in the world can I get rid of? So I'm like, well, let me check and see if there are a lot of photos, things I've taken for the station and such that we don't need anymore that were clogging up space in my phone. And I found a lot. Now, ironically enough, then Samsung pushed through an update, and now I hardly have any space left. But as I was going through, all these photos, the ones that I wanted to keep are the ones that were kind of the highlight of my weekend because those were the photos of my children and going back, oh, I remember this birthday. I remember the cake that Lindsay made for Cooper, for Nora, baby pictures of Teddy. And so that was again, sparked a lot of joy, highlight of the weekend, just seeing those pictures that I hadn't looked at in some cases for several years as I was trying to clear some space out on my phone. And again, found a lot of keepers, found a lot of great memories just strolling through that pictorial memory lane.
Nice. Headline, Chinese robot breaks 100-meter sprint record.
Now, this is interesting because it comes on the heels of Kenny Bednarik from Rice Lake. I just saw he ran a season best in the 100 meters over the weekend. It's like, wow, that is really, really fast. Well, apparently there's a robot that can run faster than Kenny.
Yes, a humanoid robot named Lightning, appropriately, has run the 100 meters in 9.32 seconds, surpassing Usain Bolt's world record of 9.58 seconds set in 2009.
Now, this is developed by a Chinese smartphone maker. Honor is the name of that company. Lightning, this humanoid robot, achieved peak speed during a test in the second World Humanoid Robot Games in Beijing.
I'm just going to pause and say, is there going to come a time where we're paying to watch robot sports?
Honestly, right now, what I'm seeing all over my social media feeds is when it didn't go as planned and when the robot like ran smack bang into a wall and things like that. But they're getting there.
Yeah. This robot has previously demonstrated its capabilities by winning the Beijing Half Marathon in, 50 minutes and 26 seconds, also faster than the men's world record.
Over 2,000 humanoid robots participated in this year's Robot Games in Beijing. Huh. 9.32 seconds in 100 meters is really, really fast.
I guess. Yeah.
It's crazy.
We love the outdoors, and boy, it was a great weekend to enjoy the outdoors. Did you know tomorrow the National Park Service turns 110?
Yes. So here are some things that I don't think we really knew about the National Park Service, and maybe you'll be informed as well. The National Park System contains 433 units, including 63 units officially designated as national parks. Together, National Park Service sites cover more than 85 million acres across the United States and U.S. territories.
Interesting. Wow. The National Park Service employs approximately 20,000 permanent, temporary, and seasonal employees, with staffing levels varying during the year.
Now, Yellowstone National Park was the nation's first national park. It was established on March 1st, 1872. That was actually 44 years before the National Park Service itself was created. Fascinating. I had no idea.
That probably is the one it seems people talk the most about. Also, Great Smoky Mountains National Park is the most visited national park in the country. It recorded 11,527,939 recreation visits last year, followed by Zion National Park and then Yellowstone coming in third.
And both of those nearly 5 million. Yeah. So, I mean, double that for Great Smoky Mountains National Park. I need to get there at some point, evidently. Across the entire national park system, the National Park Service recorded well over 323 million recreation visits just last year alone.
Huh. The National Park Service was created on August 25th, 1916, turns 110 tomorrow. That's when President Woodrow Wilson signed the Organic Act. The agency celebrates that anniversary tomorrow.
We'll have more info coming up a little bit later on this hour because, again, this is pretty cool. But the National Park System spans more than 85 million acres, as we told you. It includes sites in every state: Washington, D.C., American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Interesting. The WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family. And earlier in the hour, we talked about the fact tomorrow the National Park Service turns 110 years old. We learned a lot, Caleb. We learned that, one of the parks started well before even the National Park System, Yellowstone, right?
So. Yeah, and also National Park is only one of many official designations within the National Park System. So other types of sites include national monuments, battlefields, historic sites, seashores, lakeshores, recreation areas, scenic trails, and parkways. It goes far beyond just the park.
Yeah, Wrangell St. Elias National Park and Preserve in Alaska is the largest unit in the National Park System, covering about 13.2 million acres. Wow.
Thaddeus Kosciuszko National Memorial in Philadelphia is the smallest unit in the National Park System, occupying only about 0.2 of an acre.
Also, more than 131,000 people volunteered with the National Park Service last year, far more than the number of paid National Park System employees.
Now, the National Park Service maintains one of the largest museum systems in the world. I didn't realize that. Collections at hundreds of parks contain more than 50 million natural, historic, and prehistoric objects, along with extensive archival collections.
And finally, the famous National Park Service arrowhead symbol dates to 1951. Its sequoia tree and bison represent plants and wildlife. The mountains and water represent scenic and recreational resources, and the arrowhead represents historical and archaeological resources.
There you go. Facts about the National Park Service. Tomorrow, it turns 110.